I thank you for this month's theme, talking about freedom. I thank you, praise team, for just helping and just ushering in the message, the word of God, with the songs about freedom. Because we know sometimes we can get into some bondage, amen? How many of you have been there before? Been bound with some stuff, and we can be real. I'm going to be real on today. Sometimes we just need God to intervene and need to learn how to walk in freedom, regardless of what we may be going through in life. We have to walk through with a smile a lot of times, even regardless of what's going through. And I have to be reminded of that myself. Not sometimes people look at me and say, why aren't you smiling? It's not because I'm sad about anything. Sometimes my mind is just going on all kind of things, Brother Allen. And so I have to remind myself, Jita, smile. Smile. You know what? You feel better when you smile. You know that? Look at everybody's like this now. But I thank God that we've been talking about freedom. And man, I wasn't even sure. You know, I've been studying this week and on a lot on freedom. And this morning I said, Lord, how should I open today? You know, you've been there. You presented, you know, you write your message out. And you're like, now, how is this all going to come together? Now, I'm going to be very transparent this morning. I'm going to be very transparent. Not that I'm not usually transparent. But there are some things, an item, one thing I want to share that kind of like going through, but I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, last week, women can really go through this, or they understand what I'm about to say, okay? I don't have to go in real detail. But I've been feeling like in a stomper, like a cloud over my head, you know? And so I was talking about freedom. We're going to get there, okay? Because my message is how to walk in freedom. Because sometimes you hear these voices, or Satan will come, and he comes to only steal, kill, and destroy you all. And then I thought about a verse that says, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in what? Perfect peace. So I had to get my mind together, you all. My mind was being attacked, you all. I'd be driving, and all of a sudden, a gloom would come over me, and I feel like I could just cry. Anybody been there before? Some of y'all haven't. You wouldn't dare say it. And I didn't think I would ever say it either, but I was feeling some depression stuff. And I said, what in the world is this? Now, it really hit me good last week, and I wanted to tell my husband, but I couldn't tell him before he was preaching. So I had to talk to him at the right time so he would get it, you know, because sometimes men, just they want to jump in there and fix it. So when I started talking to him, he started to talk, and I said, no, you just got to listen to me. You just got to hear what I'm saying. You're sitting over there, and that's the truth. And so when we got home from church, now when I walked into church, I felt good, y'all, because you know I love me some worship. It's something about staying in the presence of the Lord. If your mind is there, Sean, if your mind is everywhere, if you're looking at too much social media, looking at the wrong, listening to the wrong music, hanging with the wrong people, man, you will be messed up mentally, physically, and spiritually. I saw something go across CNN yesterday, and it said, the world is in a nervous breakdown. The nation is in a nervous breakdown. I said, I ain't never seen that before. And then after that, it said, is the world falling apart, or does it just seem like the world is falling? This is on national news. And I said, if the world is feeling that kind of way, we better do some, get to praying, y'all. We better get to seeking God. And then the scripture came to me yesterday, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then what? Then will I hear from heaven. I will what? Forgive. You mean we sinning? And then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. If we want freedom in our lives, we've got to stay connected. We've got to stay in his face and stay in the presence of the Lord. We got to guard our eyes. We've got to guide our ears. We've got to guard our eyes, guard our ears, guard what we say, what we think, guard who we're around, guard our conversations. I'm not just talking to me. I'm talking to somebody out there. Because we can get lax. We can get too laxed and too comfortable. And there are so many people, we as Christians, which are we're ministers, there are so many people that we need to minister to. But if we aren't walking close to God, if we aren't staying in his presence, and you know we're going through some stuff. You can only imagine those who don't know the Lord. You can only imagine those who don't, those baby saints. So we have to be strong for them. We have to walk in victory for those who are in bondage. Amen? Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Now I'm going to get to my message. But anyway, this week, I had to, when I began to study for the word, the more I stayed in his presence, the better I began to feel. And when I wasn't in his, now part of this was a trick of the enemy too. You have to know, he's an adversary. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He knows what you're going through. That's why you got to stay in the word. Amen. Stay in his presence. Listen to that music that speaks the word of God. Amen. But I'm telling you, there was one night it was so bad, I just felt like screaming. I said, what is this? Not today, Satan. Not tonight, Satan. I actually had to get up out of bed and go sleep on the couch. I couldn't get comfortable there. I had to sit up and I had to pray. I'm telling you, it felt like my mind was being tormented. And so then the next morning I get up and I feel a little bit better. Then I look at my phone and then I get a text saying, and y'all pray for my granddaughters. They've got a dog they've had for 13 years and he passed this week, Levi. You probably saw it on social. And I saw that and I just started crying. I said, really, God? Because we got different feelings about dogs. But I love this dog. He's a good dog. He was a good dog. So then we had to go over the house and you know, take care of the girls and help, you know, see them through this. I don't know if Dion's still in here. Did he leave? But anyway, there he is. He passed. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I am now. Anyway, because they're part of, yeah, anybody who got animals, you know how it is. It just hurts. So anyway, I was going through that, and then on top of all that, I'm like, oh my, here comes some gloom again. And so I'm just telling the truth, Pastor. Did you say, oh no? It's going to get better, y'all. It's going to get better. It is. But it's real. There are real struggles out there. And I thank God I know a God who knows and who understands, Gwen. Even we are going through difficult moments in our lives. So let's give him a hand praise. I can praise him for that because I'm walking in freedom. I'm walking in victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have to know how to walk in the freedom, in freedom of God. And Ron, give me that definition that I gave you for freedom. I'm going to read the definition that I have for freedom. And yes, it's up there. Okay. True freedom is not a matter of doing what you want without restraints, but it's cultivating the right wants and living in obedience to God's will. So therefore, if you want to walk in freedom, you better walk in God's will for your life. If you didn't get anything else, you better get that today. If you're walking out of God's will and you're wondering why all this stuff is going on in your life, you want some freedom, you need to line up your will with the will of God. Now, let me say that the other way. Line the will of God up with your will. Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to act in this situation? What kind of job do you want me to have? Do you want me to take this person as a husband? Do you want me to take this person as a wife? In every aspect of your life, if you want to walk in freedom, you need to seek the direction of God. Amen? We all talk about freedom, freedom, freedom. But freedom comes when we align ourselves up and abide in the Word of God, dwell in His presence. Amen? We look at freedom in so many different ways. You know, we just celebrated Juneteenth. We just celebrated the 4th of July. Everybody's talking about freedom, but we live in a world right now where people think freedom is you can do whatever you want to do. You can go wherever you want to go. You can say whatever you want to say, be with whoever you want to be. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Type of world we're living in right now. I'm grown. God knows my heart. I can do whatever I want to do. Say, well, I can spend money how I want to spend it. I can act how I want to act. But that's not freedom, you all. Freedom comes with restraints. Freedom comes with boundaries. I was reading, and here's a really childlike example. It says, is a fish free on land? No, a fish is free in its boundaries, which is in the water. Is a lion free in the water? No, that's not what he's made to be. That's not where he lives. That's not his habitation. His habitation is in the jungle. So we are people of God, and our freedom is in Christ. If we want freedom, we've got to walk in the things of God. Amen? We get frivolous. Sometimes we think we're free when we get a little money. Man, if I just got this job that's making these figures, boy, I can feel free. If we get this certain car, I can feel free. If I marry this first certain person, if I move here, I can feel free. I mean, in our own minds, we have things that we think will give us freedom. Amen? But freedom comes with restraints. Amen. I was thinking about now the prodigal son. Now, y'all wondering, how does this fit? Well, he wanted to be free. He had chores. He lived in a home with his father. His father had already been saving an inheritance for him. But he got tired of actually taking care of the farm, taking care of the animals. And he knew that his father had set aside all this, you know, this money for him and his brother. But he wanted to be free. Have you ever been there, kids, teenagers, adults? I want to be free. I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. I want to do what I want to do. Give me my money, he said, so I can go and do what I want to do. He began, even the scripture saying, as I was studying the story, it said he would dream about parties. How he was going to spend this money if his father would give him his inheritance early. How he would buy all the things that he wanted. Then he could experience freedom. But I'm telling you, when the money ran out. Now, see, let me tell you, this is where it goes. He thought he was in bondage. He thought he was living in bondage. But when he really experienced bondage, he thought that he knew that was freedom, really. Isn't that something how we think what we're in this circle that we're in, that we're experiencing some bondage, but when it really is freedom? I want y'all to follow me now. So when he really experienced bondage, he knew what freedom really was. Amen? I remember growing up in Carbondale, 8 kids in my family, 8 children, and I remember saying one time to myself, I wouldn't dare say it to my parents, because we grew up in a very strict household. And we couldn't do nothing, seemed like to me, but go to church, go to school, go out to eat every once in a while, maybe go to a convention every once in a while. And I would look at my friends, I seemed like they were free to do everything they wanted to do, Jerah. They was going to parties, they had boyfriends. I mean, they were just going shopping, they were spending money, and I was like, why in the world did I have to be born in this family? That's what I was thinking. I thought that in my mind. we went to a church where they said you can't wear pants. You couldn't wear makeup. You couldn't cut your hair. You couldn't wear this lipstick that I got on, y'all. You couldn't wear these big old hell bells. I mean, the list went on and on and on. It was a list of rules and regulations. And you're talking about somebody feeling like they were in bondage. My parents wouldn't let us go nowhere. Everybody could come to our house, but we couldn't go to anybody else's house. But then later on, you know, when I was a child, the Bible says when I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child, you know, and I, you know, but when I got older and I got a little knowledge, I realized, you know, I had some stinking thinking going on. You know, my parents were only doing, you know what they were doing? They were trying to keep me free. I felt I was in bondage, but I was really in a place of safety. I was really in a place of freedom with boundaries that had some restraints, but it protected me. I was in a place where I had a priest, I had a provider, and I had a protector. As long as my will lined up the will of my father, not only my natural father, but my spiritual father, I was walking in freedom. And sometimes we don't realize because we're looking over there at what everybody else is doing. We're looking over here, and to them, to us, it looks like, man, they got it going on over there. They doing this, they doing that. I tell you what, it messes you up is social media, Facebook. Boy, it looks like everybody's doing all kind of stuff that you ain't doing. They had all these restaurants. You see beach water in the back. They just having a good time. You think, oh, man, my life is pretty boring compared to what they're doing. And if you listen to that stuff, if you dwell on that stuff too long, you will find yourself in some bondage trying to get to some freedom. And the thing is, you're already free. But you don't realize it's because you're taking your eyes off the way what God has aligned for you, what God's will is for your life. I'm telling you, want to be free? Do as Jeremiah says. I know the plans that I have for you. God has a plan for your life, for your life, for your life. Quit trying to figure it out. Figure it all out yourself. Seek his direction. In all thy ways, what? Acknowledge him and allow him to direct your path. And you're talking about walking in some freedom? You can walk in freedom. Y'all are awful quiet, but I hope you're getting it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the prodigal son came to his mind. He said he looked up one day and he got his mind right. He said, let me go back to where there's some freedom. Because I thought I was in bondage, but no, no, no. I'm going back to my daddy's house. I'm going back where I know I can free to eat whatever I want to eat, free to do whatever I want to do within restraints. Amen. That's where I'm going to experience some freedom. Amen. I've got this, and I had to make a credit card. You all, I got a credit card. It looks like this, and across it, can y'all see what it says? Now, do y'all think that credit card is really freedom? I looked at that card and I said, freedom. Now, in your own natural mind, you think, boy, you know how we are, we get a credit card, you ain't got money, you think, ching, ching. You're feeling pretty free, aren't you? Just pull out that plastic. But even this freedom has some restraints, you all. It has some spending limits, and it has some good interest rates. And if you mess up and you keep spending and don't pay it off at the end of the month, you talking about some bondage. It may say freedom on front, but if you don't do what you better read the fine lines. With the percentage rates, y'all better go to that class. That class where you can sign up for out there and learn how to walk in freedom, even when you have money in your pocket. Even when you really can't see the money, and you're going like you're so free, and you can buy whatever I want to buy to impress whomever I want to impress. And people are looking at you thinking you got it going on, and they don't know you in so much bondage. I mean, you may look like you got all that, but it ain't even paid for. Because you got a bill coming in the mail. It says, oh, and then they will cut off your freedom, too, if you don't pay the bill. You go use it, and it's like, I'm sorry, declined. Because you've abused your what? You've abused your freedom. Amen, amen, amen. So let's watch. Let's seek the Lord in all our ways and let him guide us. Let him lead us. Amen. Now, I've got some pointers here. I didn't say everything I wanted to say, but I know we have. Here's one thing I did want to say. We have a small group, and it's not really a small group, but on Friday night we have an overcomers service that goes on at our Reynolds location. And you're talking about a place that you can learn how to walk in freedom. You need to attend there because the struggle is real. We've got people in overcomers who are overcoming gambling addictions. They're trying to walk in freedom, though, you all. People who are overcoming sex addictions. People who are overcoming lying, overcoming cheating, overcoming alcohol, overcoming drugs, overcoming gender identity, overcoming abuse. But this is a place where you need to be to learn how to overcome and walk in freedom. We need to be in a place where we have some accountability, where somebody can go walk with you through your struggles. Because we all, every once in a while, we're going through some struggles. You can sit here and act like you ain't got a struggle in the world. But that's a struggle right there. Trying to make it seem like I got it going on. And you know you ain't got it all going on. So if you are struggling and need to walk in some freedom in any area of your life, go to Overcomers, you all. It'll bless you. It'll bless you. Okay, six quick things to help you walk in freedom, okay? We have got to learn to be on guard. Be on guard for who? Be on guard for Satan. Walking in freedom means being alert at all times. Let me see if I skipped something. I did. Okay? You can hold on to that one. Let me start from the beginning. Number one, going a little bit too fast. Know God's word in your heart. If you want to walk in freedom, you better know some words. Stay in your word. It's okay to read a good book every now and then, especially if that book has a word in it. But stay in your word. Don't let Satan tell you, I don't have time. You can't afford not to take time out to spend some time in the word of God, to know what his will is for your life. Amen? So in short, know God's word in your heart. The Bible says, know his word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, so that I may not sin against thee. Knowing the word can help you walk in freedom. Amen? Amen. They say, I think y'all sung a song, hide your word in my heart. Hide your word in my heart, God. Number two, get rooted. Get rooted. Imagine a tree. You know, they say a tree's roots are as long as the length of the tree. That means that's a strong tree. If you look how tall a tree is, the roots are usually a lot longer than that even. And that's how that tree is standing. Well, as I'm looking at you standing, I hope you are rooted. All right. I hope you are just that much rooted in the word of God. Because when those winds come, and those winds are going to come. When that storm comes and when those tests comes, I'm telling you, y'all, I want to be rooted. I don't want to just fall and sway and fall down to every little thing that comes along. Because as long as you live, I promise you, you're going to have some tests in your life. Amen? So you got to know God's word in your heart, and you got to get rooted, you all. Growth in Christ increases resistance of the flesh. Y'all know we got to resist some flesh. But the more you're growing and the more rooted you are in Christ, you can resist flesh. Sometimes I have to tell flesh, go sit down somewhere. Which I'm talking to myself most of the time, Gita, you need to go sit down somewhere. Because you ain't running nothing. All right, Mr. Doss. Number three, protect yourself. I think I said this earlier. We got to protect our eyes, you all. You can't look at everything. You can't listen to everything. And you cannot hang around everybody. If you're not influencing them, they are influencing you. Have you ever been in conversation or been in a mind frame and you get around a certain person and you wonder why'd you come down like that so quick? Is what their conversation you're holding with them or the stuff, or you look, here's a good one. Somebody calls you and you look and say, oh, I don't know if I want to take that call or not. Because you're in a good place. And you know if you answer that call, you may not be in a good place anymore. Hallelujah. So protect yourself. We are told to guard our hearts above all else because it is the what? Wellspring of life. Okay? So what? Again, this tells me that it is good to purge anything from our lives that threaten the condition of our hearts. Whether it be people, whether it be places, or whether it be a thing. I don't care if it's a family member. There are certain people, places, and things you cannot associate yourself with. Amen? Not unless you're trying to make an impact. Okay, back to what I said earlier. Be on guard. Be on guard. Be on guard. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, you all, he prowling around, you all. Ready to see. He's roaring like a lion, seeking to see who he can devour. Do you think he care about your position, your title, and all that? Satan don't care about that. If he can get you and keep you from walking in freedom, because your freedom, you know, people are dependent on you walking in freedom. Your children, people are watching you. The eyes of people are on you. So we really, really, really need to ask God and seek God's direction in walking in freedom. Amen. We cannot be loose in our living, doing everything, being everywhere. I'm saying some of the same things over and over again, but I want to make sure you get it. Freedom is not doing what you want to do. Freedom is not, can't nobody tell me nothing. Somebody said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. I heard somebody, have you heard that, Leanne? Sometimes we do have to check ourselves, Kathy, before we wreck ourselves. Because we think, oh, we got it going on right now. And we ain't got it going on, y'all. Number 5 says, if we want to walk in freedom, we've got to be courageous. We can't be wimps, you all. This ain't for wimps. We're going to have some good days, and there are going to be some days we're in the valley. There's going to be some good days. That's the way the world is. That's the way life is. You're not always going to be like this. But sometimes you're going to be like this, and then sometimes you're going to be like that because stuff happens in life. Things happen in life. But thank God I know a God who is with me. He's got my front. He's got my back. He's got my head. He's got... He knows all of his blood was shed on Calvary's cross for me, and I can walk in freedom as long as I stay connected to him. Amen? That was 5. Be courageous. I remember a time when I wasn't courageous. I'd be scared of everything. Years ago, I wouldn't even dream about standing up here talking like the way I'm talking now because I was not a courageous Christian. And Satan is fine with that. If he can get you not to walk in the way, the will of God, the way God has created you, he is so happy. So I like Joyce Meyer, she said it in one of her books, or maybe it's just a statement. She says, do it afraid. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. I don't care if you're scared. I don't care if you're shaking in your knees. Do it, do it, do it. Don't care what people say. Don't get that stinking thinking going on, shoulda, coulda, woulda, what if this, what if that. But we have got to be courageous. The world is really courageous right now, you all. They ain't holding back nothing. They saying, this is me, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. What are the other words? I got to let it show. And then we ain't coming out. Christians, we got to come out and let them know that Jesus Christ is the answer. Hallelujah. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be timid. We cannot be fearful. God has not given us a spirit of what? But of what? Love and a sound mind. Musicians, you can come up. Hallelujah. So whatever you're doing, whatever he's called you to do, do it. Afraid. Do it whatever. Walk it, but walk in freedom. Freedom to do whatever God has called you to. If he's called you to do it, he's equipped you to do it. Now I said if he's called you to do it. I didn't say if self trying to do something. But if he's called you to do it, you okay. You free in it. Amen. Last but not least, remember God allows U-turns. Even when we do mess up, even if we do get in bondage a little, God is a father who allows U-turns in our life. He's always got his arms open wide. Just like in the prodigal son, when he came back home, his father saw him from far off. He said, son, come back to freedom. I know you didn't understand you were already in freedom, but sometimes it takes us being a little bondage to understand what we have. Sometimes we don't know what we got until we lose it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you stand. I want our minister as an elder to come up with a quickness right now. When and if we mess up, like the story in the prodigal son, your father is waiting with arms open wide to bring you back to life so that you could have a life of freedom. Maybe you've been struggling in some areas of in your life. Maybe you haven't told anybody about it because you're ashamed and they're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think, hey, you're the only one going through this. No, I know I'm not the only one going through this. I'm not the only one who felt the way I felt this week. We are men and women. We go through things. And Satan, the first place he wants to attack us is in our minds, in our thoughts. That's why we have to keep our minds stayed on pure things. What if Philippians 4:8 says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are what? Good, come on, pure, lovely, noble, just. Those are the things we've got to think on, you all. Get your word out. The answer to every situation in our lives, the answer is in the word of God. I mean, you know, people need people. But I'm telling you, I thank God. I even told my husband, even when I'm going through, I said, I thank God I got Jerry and Jesus. I'm going to say Jesus and Jerry because Jesus first, y'all. So you all stay in your word. Keep it close, you all. There's no situation, nothing God hasn't got already worked out for you. I don't care how dark it might seem. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, but that he's got me, you all. He's got me. Whatever decisions I have to make, whatever I'm going through mentally, physically, and spiritually, trust in the word. Trust in the word. He won't let you down. His word never fails. His word is strong. His word is true. His word is true. So as we pray, and any situation you may be going through, any prayer need, I don't care what it is, you need to walk in freedom. You are victorious in Christ. So let somebody pray with you on today, okay? Nobody has to know. You don't even have to be in detail of what the situation might be. We're just here to pray with you. We're just here to pray with you, to walk with you, and let you know that you are not alone, amen? So Father, we thank you. We thank you for being so good and so kind and so merciful to us, God. You're such a gracious God. And we are free in you, God. Free to be what you called us to be, God. And we thank you for that freedom we have in Christ Jesus, who died on Calvary's cross years ago, shed blood so that we're able to walk in freedom, true freedom. We thank you, Lord, that we are aware of what true freedom is. And it's in your word, God. So we thank you for every person under the sound of my voice today, everyone watching on TV, everyone listening from wherever you may be, device you may be listening from. We pray for them right now. Whatever bondage they may be in, we pray freedom right now in their lives, God, in whatever area they need it, God. We just thank you, Lord, for freedom from sickness, freedom from pain in the name of Jesus. Freedom from misunderstandings. Hallelujah. We thank you. Freedom from addictions, God. We thank you, God, that you're a God that heals. So we say in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we say yes and amen in Jesus' name.